If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, you share with us your dating dilemmas. You can text us at 92925 or shoot us an email. You can do it on our website at thebeat925.ca. Mm-hmm. And along with all of Montreal, we try to help you out and come to a fair conclusion.
Try being the operative word.
Try our best.
All right, this one is a different one. It's not one you hear very often.
Okay.
It says, I've been in a relationship for nearly 3 years, and I've recently lost almost 40 pounds going from a size 12 to an 8. I feel great. I'm way healthier, and I can finally wear pretty much whatever I want. But my boyfriend is noticeably less attracted to me physically. He's mentioned it once or twice. He says he doesn't feel like he's dating the same person I was when we first met. Do you think he'll ever get used to the changes in my body? Thanks, Corinne from Dumontang.
Oh, all right.
You don't hear it often. You normally hear it the other way around.
When someone
has gained weight in a relationship, right?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah. Usually I like to give them the benefit of the doubt, but in this case, I'm going to have to say dump him. And I feel like it's because any change that she makes, I don't think he's going to be down with. Certainly he was comfortable with her being a little bit heavier, and that's great, but she's made a life change, and you know, change happens, and if you really love someone, you're going to embrace their change. Certainly if it's a change to you know, better her life. And
right.
It doesn't sound like he's totally down with that. It sounds like he's really, really particular in what he wants. And if they're in it for the long haul, she's going to make a lot of changes over the course of time. Mm. And I don't know. This just feels like it's too much trouble. It doesn't sound like it would end good. I think she should dump him.
Sam, what do you think? Date him or dump him?
I give him a chance. I mean, at least he's being honest and expressing, you know, his you know, how he feels and letting her know this. I mean, you fall in love with someone and they transform for the better, but you always have this image of, you know, how they were when you met them.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's temporary. Like, weight is temporary. Like, she's lost the weight now. Who knows in a couple of years? Like, normally, you know, it's like a pendulum. So she may go back in a few years and put on a few more pounds. Like,
that's my fear, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that if somebody whether somebody has an issue with you gaining weight or losing weight, just the idea, like, knowing that and having to go your whole life, like, worrying every time.
Things start changing a little bit, that's stressful. Right. Like, you know, when I met Josie, she was a few pounds lighter than she is now. And I look at her now and, like, obviously I can see the difference physically. It doesn't bother me because I know that, you know, the weight will come on, it'll come off. And whatever it is, I'm okay with it. Nothing's set in stone.
It doesn't bother you, but it sounds like it's bothering this guy, right? And that's what you're saying. Like, the weight's going to come and go. It's gone and it's bothering him. What's going to happen if he gets used to the weight that she's at now? If she puts on pounds, is he going to be bothered by that? Or will he ever get used to her? Maybe she's going to keep it off, and will he get used to that?
I think the huge red flag for me here is that this woman is saying, I feel great, I'm healthier, and I can wear whatever I want. And it sort of paints a picture of major insecurity to me. Mm-hmm. I picture this guy being like, now my girlfriend is hotter than when I met her. Now people are looking at her and giving her attention.
Yeah.
And I prefer that wasn't happening. I liked it when you were like, this is horrible to say, but I like it when I considered you a 5 and now you're an 8 and this is what I signed up for.
Yeah.
That's what worries me the most. And that can turn into being very abusive, actually, when people try to keep somebody down like that in a relationship.
If you really love someone, you're willing to forego these aesthetics, right? You'd like, this is secondary. These are not the types of things that you worry about, especially if they've been going on for 3 years. If you're considering taking this further, This can't be.
I don't know that I would take Sam's advice in this case.
Yeah, and Georgia has an opinion at 92925. Major weight loss is a success, which should be celebrated because it's so challenging. If he's not happy with her, then maybe he's jealous or insecure. Time to dump him.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what this guy said. He said, maybe this guy isn't jealous, but he just prefers curvier women.
Yeah.
And you know, I know it's the unpopular opinion, but if I could draw a comparison, like if my girlfriend wanted to get, like, let's say cosmetic surgery, right? Because it would make her feel better.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want her to change anything about her. You know, you love the person the way that you met them, and sometimes change isn't...
Let me draw a different comparison, though.
Sure.
Because this text says, Sam, your opinion was very insensitive and useless.
Okay.
Useless!
Because this feels great for her right now.
Right.
She has struggled with her weight and she feels amazing and feels like she looks great and is healthier than she was. So she's bettering her life. So I feel like it would be no different than her coming home and saying, guess what? I got a huge raise at work, and him being offended by that.
How dare you?
When somebody's doing something to better their lives and they feel better, and him being like, no, I prefer a girl who has some weight on so people aren't looking at her, and I prefer that you made less money.
Well, we don't know why he prefers women. That
I'm just saying it could be this way.
Could be.
It could be similar, and he could say, I prefer when you make less money because I'm more comfortable with that as well.
Right. That's true.
Okay, so Joanne, what do you think?
I've been battling this since I was a kid. I've been with my husband for 42 years. He's seen me go up and down, and he's never batted an eye about how I feel. And unfortunately, it's more about that emotional control that she's developed, that security and that feeling. It has nothing to do with weight. We all know that. And I think for her being heavier, for him, it's safer.
Yeah.
Maybe he looks at it, nobody's going to look at her. I've got her. And now she's got that confidence, and now he's running scared.
Yeah, confidence, exactly.
Yeah, and if he doesn't change his ways, dump him.
Yeah, and before it gets abusive in other ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I grew up in that. I grew up with physical violence. So, empowering women, I've told my daughter that, and I tell every student that I work with, especially the girls, you got to feel good, and you got to let nobody put you down.
Yes.
Did you say you've been with your husband for 42 years?
Yeah, don't brag.
You know what? Sounds like he's a keeper. You should keep him. You guys should stay together.
You know what? He's an amazing man. I have to, you know, I joke, but yeah. And there's very few like him. And I'd like to think that we showed our sons how to treat women and how to treat themselves. And we've shown our daughter how women should be treated.
Oh, wow. I love you.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
This text, I think, sums it up. This text says, my weight loss of 50 pounds destroyed my marriage. He became insecure and jealous because of the attention I was receiving. I am so happy, and that's all that counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a great text.
I know. I went through a deep, deep... I had a couple of weeks off work once before I came back to Montreal and started this job. And we watched my 600-pound life like day after day. Me and my friend, she was on mat leave. And there was a situation on there where this man was like feeding this woman because he wanted to keep her unhealthy.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And he wanted to keep her with low confidence and wanted to keep her insecure. Exactly. Oh. So I've seen that situation happen before where it's just like keeping everybody at a space around you where you're comfortable, you know?
That's sad.
As soon as they start advancing in life in any way, you start to freak out a little bit. People will. Okay. So I think it's an overwhelming dump him. Am I right?
I'd say about 99.9%.
Yeah. Everybody says, kick him to the curb. Well, okay.
Well, I had to play devil's advocate on this one. I mean, just to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Dump him. Go get a cute outfit. Go out. Meet someone else.
Yeah, you look good.
Let him be insecure.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so Mindy Kaling issued a challenge to her followers on Instagram. And I love Mindy Kaling.
Yeah,
she's one of my favorites.
She's awesome.
Mindy Project. That is on Netflix, by the way. Mm. We were talking about Netflix earlier.
Maybe not for long.
Maybe not for long. Everything seems to be leaving. Yeah. But she issued this challenge to her followers. Take a listen.
Summertime, so I thought it'd be fun to do a little fashion shoot where I rock some high bottom bikinis because I feel that is more flattering for my figure and slightly more modest for summertime. And if you guys get inspired and want to buy some, please send me pics. I would love to see them on Instagram.
She posted a couple of pictures on Instagram of herself in rocking two different bikinis. Mm-hmm. And she said when she was younger, she would go and visit a friend in Hawaii. And she said in Hawaii, like, everybody wears bikinis. It's not it's not just like meant for one body type. Like it seems to be sort of here, you know, like everybody, regardless of your size, regardless of what you look like, you wear a bikini. And she always felt like it was just like so liberating. And she didn't do it very often in the U.S. So she basically said, you don't have to be a size zero to rock a bikini. And it really hit home for me because I went to Cuba a few weeks ago, and it's the first time in my, not only in my adult life, like in my entire life, I don't even think I wore a bikini when I was like a baby, that I wore a two-piece bathing suit, and I bought multiple and brought them with me.
Oh, wow.
And
how liberating was that feeling?
Liberating, plus my stomach got tanned for the first time in all my whole life.
There's that.
But it would have been my greatest fear at one point. I mean, at one point, my greatest fear would have been wearing a bathing suit, period, let alone a bikini. Mm-hmm. And I actually, the people I was with, met a bunch of friends when I was there, took some pictures, and I decided to put a picture of myself in one of these bathing suits on my Instagram.
Yeah, you did.
And I received so many messages. I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of messages from women saying, oh my God, number one, good for you. Number two, I'm 45 and have never worn a bikini in my entire life. Or I just started wearing bikinis last year and it's completely changed my life.
Yeah, I think this is something that everyone can relate to, all genders, certainly women more than men, but everybody. I know Kelly particularly, she's really particular about what she posts, especially when it comes to bathing suits, and the angle has to be right and the light has to be right. It takes a lot of guts just to literally what you did, Nikki, just put yourself out there. Exactly. Yeah. Like, this is me and everybody can see it.
It takes guts, but it doesn't anymore, because I think what it took more so was work. It took, like, putting the work in, because there was a time where I probably would have had a panic attack if you, like, just suggested that anybody see a photo of me in a bathing suit, you know? So it took work. It took years to the point where putting it up there didn't take guts. Like, I had to stop and think, like, who are you? Like, are you having a brief lapse in judgment right now? Because you seem way too comfortable with putting this photo out there.
You were probably at a point where you would have wanted that photo deleted from everything, right?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have taken it in the first place.
I just don't get where the stigma comes from, especially North America. You know, we like to pride ourselves on having such a rich European culture here. You go to any European country and everyone's rocking bikinis, Speedos, sometimes nothing at all, like regardless. But yet here in Canada, we still feel that,
it's not the case,
that stigma. Yeah.
North America in general, I would say, like, we constantly have these ideas being shoved down our throat about what bodies are supposed to look like and what's considered sort of like a reasonable and acceptable body.
It's shifting.
And slowly it's shifting. Yeah. I would say you're right that it is shifting. But the worst part about it all is that these bodies that everybody is waiting to have to be comfortable in a bikini or in a bathing suit period is like completely unattainable. It's normally somebody who's had plastic surgery, is completely airbrushed and photoshopped, like
And you know what the funny thing is, when you go to a beach, I don't know about you guys, I don't look or care about what anybody's wearing. I really don't. I mean, it's such a self-conscious thing. Most people are not looking or judging what you're wearing, certainly not on vacations, beaches, whatever. It's the last thing that I see.
Unless they're checking you out.
Well, then fantastic.
Do you worry about how you look on the beach?
Personally, yeah, I do a little bit because I'm heavier than what I used to be and I'm not so happy about that. But I try to tell myself, nobody's looking at me. Nobody cares. And that's why I try to remind myself to make myself feel comfortable.
I don't think I care what I look like, but in every picture that's taken of me when I'm on a beach, I'm sucking my gut.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, you have to, you know?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know people can tell when you're sucking it in, right? Your face looks like you can't breathe.
It's obvious. Okay. I got to work on my face.
But whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And like Mindy Kaling said, you do not have to be a size zero to rock a bikini.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So police in one Canadian province are urging people to be meaner, basically. They say people need to be less nice. So this is hilarious. Only in the Maritimes. This is an issue we'd never have here in Montreal. Police in Summerside, PEI, are encouraging motorists to stop being so nice because it's causing accidents. They actually tweeted this. It said, motorists, please don't be the nice person who waves a driver across two lanes of traffic. Although you may have good intentions, this leads to collisions. There have been several collisions as a result of this in the last week. So they said, you know, people are obviously just trying to be courteous, but they're creating dangerous situations, because when you're telling someone to go when it's not their turn, another car that's coming into the situation doesn't know that you had that communication, right?
You're right. This would never happen in Montreal, not on our best day.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah.
But overly nice drivers are just the absolute worst. I cannot stand.
Why?
Like, well, let's say you get to a four-way intersection and a four-way stop sign, and everybody gets there kind of similar time. Nobody really knows where to go, and then one person flashes their light, another person waves. Eventually, nobody's going. I just say aloud, you know what? Screw it. If you guys aren't going to go, I'm going to go. Forget it. I don't know if it's my right of way, but if everyone's going to be overly nice and hold up traffic, somebody's got to take the initiative.
Someone's got to be the mean guy.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. And this is kind of a very East Coast thing. I remember when I was in Fredericton a few years ago, there was a big traffic jam in the middle of the town. And this was a big deal. And so you wanted to know what the traffic jam was caused by. And it was because there was a lineup from the Tim Hortons drive-thru that actually like leaked onto the street.
Yeah.
But nobody was honking. You never hear anyone honk. They will take as much time out of their day to let people pass,
understood.
People do their thing.
I'm used to this. I lived in Nova Scotia, grew up in Nova Scotia, lived there till a certain age. So I'm used to this sort of courtesy on the roads. Mm-hmm. And I think we could learn from that here in Montreal, actually. And people don't beep their horns for no reason. I think your horns are supposed to be there if someone is in danger or if you're at, like, if there could be a collision.
They're there are two types of beeps. There's the defensive, watch out, you're about to do something that could get you in trouble beep.
Yeah.
And then there's the, you did something so obnoxious that I have to let you know how big of a douche you are. There's the honk. Just to just as a reminder to not do it again.
Listen,
to
beeping,
express my anger.
Beeping to express your anger is ridiculous. When you consider, it would be the same as walking through the mall and seeing somebody do something that you don't like. So no one's in danger. You just don't like what they're doing and you just yell at them for no reason. Like that's the same as honking for no reason.
It's better than giving them the finger when you drive by them.
Oh, no.
Though.
I give the finger over the honking.
Really?
Yes.
You're more of a finger girl.
I would flip the bird over a honk. Honk. A honk could actually cause an accident because it could be jarring to someone.
It's true.
It's just such an obnoxious, mean gesture to flip somebody off as you drive
by.
Oh,
my God. I've done it I do it once a year. Once a year and they deserve it.
But it's true. When you do hear a honk, you automatically think it's because of you, even if you're not doing anything wrong,
exactly.
Right? Everyone's on alert. The finger's pretty specific.
So that could cause issues. Yeah, you know.
Directed at one person. Yeah.
Exactly. You know.
You never give the general finger.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody said when driving, you shouldn't be nice. You should be predictable. I agree. It's just in the Maritimes, it's predictable that you're going to let everyone else go before you, pretty much.
Being a nice driver doesn't mean you're a good driver. Those are two totally separate things.
No, but it means you're a good person with good karma, Andy.
And you still might get the finger.
You'll be late for
you're
work.
You're being so nice, flipping you off.
It is hurtful when people flip you off. I will agree. Yeah. I'm like, excuse me.
Why don't you love me?
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.